This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. So anyway, what in the world is really truly going on here on Agenda 21 Radio? It's quite the country today. I mean, there's so much going on, and we're going to be talking about some of those things that are going on. Of course, the big thing, which is one of the big things, is what's going on with the coronavirus, right? All the different things going on there. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, this whole situation that's developed in the narrative about who did what, where, when did they know it, when did they do something, you know, that sort of thing. It's very interesting how we're going to open up this economy. That's another thing, and I think they're going to ease the restrictions. But you know, one of the things is this a binary virus? Is this a binary virus? I don't know. Some people say it is. What about the aircraft carrier? The Roosevelt. What about that? Why did it land in Vietnam? And all of a sudden we got a whole bunch of crew members contaminated. Shocking. Where's that carrier going to go with those contaminated, you know? Where did it go? Was it going to port some other place too? And would it do that? I don't know. Anyway, we're starting to see people kind of getting a little frustrated by the way of being locked up and being given orders and directives that go against your constitutional rights. That seems to be the order of the day, right? That's another one out there. We've got all these people now questioning the president's response because he's been successful. Right? So, anyway, Tommy Lahren speaks out against the shelter-in-place business, which is kind of interesting. She speaks out against it. We're going to listen to her in a second. I think we are. Maybe we're not. Anyway, she goes on and she says she called out some of the state of California, some in the state of California, for appearing to discover a newfound respect for law and order, amid the coronavirus pandemic. Says apparently it took a global pandemic to spark an attitude of strict law enforcement in the otherwise felon-friendly state of California, said Lahren in the latest episode of Fox Nation's Final Thoughts on Monday. Santa Cruz police fined seven individuals $1,000 each on April 11th for allegedly violating the state shelter-in-place law by traveling to Santa Cruz from the neighboring city of Fremont to apparently purchase alcohol. Okay. Oh, no. They got them all in the seat. They're at the 7-Eleven. What? Where is this from? This is Andrew Mills. Chief Andy Mills. Ah, this is the police chief. Santa Cruz. You talk about Hitlerian. Santa Cruz, yes. Says, let me be perfectly clear, continued Lahren. I believe in following the law, and I always stand behind law enforcement, but I wouldn't be an honest American if I didn't point out some glaring irregularities in the way certain laws and orders are enforced in places that are often otherwise pretty dang soft on crime. Since when has the state of California been that interested in enforcing the laws? Asked Lahren, pointing to measures like California's Proposition 47, which reclassified some crimes as misdemeanors instead of felonies, if the defendants do not have any previous convictions for serious crimes. Thanks to the state's reclassification of crimes, listen to this. This is a real hangnail for everybody in California now. If those seven guys would have instead robbed the convenience store and took $950 or less, it would have been deemed a misdemeanor and law enforcement wouldn't bat an eyelash at it, said Lahren. That's a fact. So these guys, they go from one county to the other, Fremont, which is Santa Clara County, I believe. Is it? Must be. So they go from Fremont to Santa Cruz. They're buying alcohol legally. They're buying alcohol. But, you know, there's not sheltering in place. So they get busted, $1,000 each. But if you wanted to walk in and steal $950 worth of product, just steal it. Just steal it. You'd get a misdemeanor, maybe a fine of $50. Says, look around Los Angeles. She goes on. Look around Los Angeles or San Francisco. You can pitch a tent, defecate, or light a crack pipe just about anywhere with little or no consequences, but you don't dare leave your home for something deemed non-essential, she said mockingly. Excuse me, it's Alameda County. Correction. I do have my listeners, you know. Alameda County. In Alameda, by the way, I'm sorry, Alameda is not in New California. Santa Cruz is. Now, I know. Alameda, I love you guys in Alameda, but you're going to stay in California. Look around Los Angeles. Anyway, don't dare leave your home. Just don't do it. It says, oh, and P.S., for those who are still unclear about the one, illegal immigration is also breaking the law. But that law has never been taken too seriously in the Golden State. Oh, let's not forget that the state's proud sanctuary status, which essentially shields and protects criminal aliens from federal law. Yes, criminal aliens get a pass. But if you violate a shelter-in-place order, all hell breaks loose. Shocking. Don't you find that shocking? All hell breaks loose. I guess all I can say is I hope this wave of strict and stern law enforcement continues on after the pandemic has subsided, because I sure hate to think the state is cracking down on shelter-in-place bandits more than its crooks, criminals, and cons, and criminal illegal aliens. So let's enforce all the laws, shall we? I love Tommy Lahren. I love Tommy Lahren. All right, now I'm getting the pleaded case. This is what works in New California. They're now texting me saying, what about Alameda Rural? What about Alameda Rural? Alameda Rural is Let's change this. Alameda, there's two Alamedas in California now. There's New California Alameda Rural, and there's Alameda for Oakland, okay? That's what we're talking about. I don't think Fremont is not in New California. So there you go. You're in that part. If you're rural. So anyway, that's a long ways to drive, actually. So there may be something else to this. There may be something more to this, but I'm just saying, quite possibly. Anyway, we got the Gavin Newsom thing too going on. We're going to probably take a look at that. I don't know if we should. I don't want to look at it. I really don't want to look at it. But we got her. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Likely a very unlikely voice of reason stepped up, pushed aside the political theater, and didn't take the cheap shot. It was California Governor Gavin Newsom. And yes, I am just as shocked as you are.
We had a very long conversation, and every single thing he said, they followed through on. So I'm just not interested in finding daylight on those statements, because every single thing his administration, and it starts at the top, including the vice president, has been consistent with the expectation that we'd repatriate these passengers and we do it in a way that does justice to the spirit that defines the best of our country and the state of California.
Governor Newsom, who I usually fondly refer to as Greasy, is talking about that cruise ship containing 3,500 people from 54 countries docked in Oakland Harbor, on which at least 21 confirmed cases of coronavirus have been confirmed. That ship remained docked for days, but over the weekend, President Trump expressed his preference those passengers stay on the ship, but said he would defer to the advice of top U.S. health officials. But this week, the passengers will be allowed off the ship and placed under a 14-day quarantine. Governor Newsom is happy with that outcome and thanked our president for his support. And yes, I am just as shocked as you are. This is coming from the guy who rarely, if ever, has had even a halfway decent thing to say about our president. I mean, just last month, Gavin declared California the most un-Trump state in America, and the two have been embroiled in an ongoing feud over the state of California, our lawlessness, our homeless crisis, our overall mismanagement for quite some time now. Heck, I was even involved in their feud at one point. So to see Governor Newsom push all that aside to work with our president on this very serious coronavirus issue is really something. And in fact, it gives me hope. You know, Americans used to come together in times of crisis, but in the last 5 years or more, it seems we've been unable to do it. Both sides have been guilty of using tragedy, panic, and finger-pointing for political gain. And yeah, a lot of Democrats and media hacks continue to do it with this coronavirus scare. So hats off to Governor Newsom for not taking that bait. Gavin, you easily could have. So in the spirit of unity, I will retire my nickname for you, Governor Greasy, for at least the rest of this week. Next week, I can't make any promises, as I still wholeheartedly believe you're running this state into the ground. But for now, I will just thank you. Those are my final thoughts from L.A. God bless and take care.
Adios. Well, you know, that was March 8th. That was March 8th. So, you know, we got to get greasy. He's getting greasier, right? He's getting greasier. Got this little coalition going on, you know, with the other states right now. And we'll see what that whole thing looks like for Gavin Newsom, right? Gavin Newsom. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We've been on, where is it? I can't even find our own website anymore. We are just such a busy group of people, you know. Let me get this A21R business up here. That's what I like about my computer. It's just pre-programmed to crash when it's supposed to, right? Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Gavin Newsom. California, Oregon, Washington governors announced their own plans to restart their economies. Now, I'm priming you for something because Chris Street's going to be with us. Now, I know that you know, this is a late addition in the show today. We had some juggling around. We're going to try and get him on tomorrow. Today's the 14th. Wow. This is their own plans to restart the economy. So Chris is going to be with us to talk about the restart and many other things, the coronavirus and all that stuff. And I'm going to lay into on some of the coronavirus, weigh in on a little bit more of the coronavirus, and also about Mr. Sharpton and Anthony Fauci and all, everything else. But they've started this new their own plans to restart their economies amid coronavirus. Now, we're putting this in context for you so that you understand what's going on here. And I'm going to, after yesterday's, you know, battle with the media, when Trump was saying, I tell them when, we're going to start the economy. This is when we're going to do it. And they don't have any choice. And under the rules of engagement right now, because of this national emergency, guys, you don't. Now, will he enforce that? He's got the option to enforce that. That's what he's trying to tell everybody. You know, he's got executive orders. Those have been signed. This whole thing, we'll play there's a really good video clip out about an explanation for this, and we'll try and get you to understand that. You know, about why this whole thing is being set up, actually. And we'll tell you what happens if certain things financially happen to California, the crash coming, which Chris will talk about, and what will happen under the auspices of this emergency that there can be, besides the Insurrection Act. Yeah. And then now people might see why we passed a resolution in the second Constitutional Convention for the Insurrection Act. Oh, we did that. We thought ahead. We actually thought ahead about this. So anyway, the context of all this now for California, Oregon, and Washington governors announcing their own plans to restart their economies, it's good. This is good. Good in the hood. It's good in the hood. Now, I'll tell you when it's not good in the hood. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington on Monday announced a joint plan of action to get a handle on the COVID-19 pandemic and ultimately reopen their economies. California Governor Gavin Newsom, a.k.a. Greasy, Oregon Governor Kate Braun, and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Why are they leaving... what's his name out in Nevada, right? Made the PACT announcement, a PACT announcement on, or in a statement. It says, COVID-19 has preyed upon our interconnectedness. See the regionalism thing going on there? On their interconnectedness. In the coming weeks, the West Coast will flip the script on COVID-19. With our states acting in close coordination and collaboration to ensure the virus can never spread wildly in our communities. Now, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we have this Agenda 21 program called Rewilding, where they're taking everybody off the land and having the land for the animals and the plants and everything. Because, you know, plants and animals and rocks don't need representation, right? You had Reynolds versus Sims, which said rural areas don't need senators to represent rocks and plants and animals. No. I just thought I'd throw that in there. The governor stressed that the coordinated response effort will not hinder each state's ability to build a state-specific plan. Office of the Governor of California stated, today, Governor Gavin Newsom announced an agreement on a shared vision for reopening their economies and controlling it. Says the statement continued, our residents' health comes first. As home to 1/6 of Americans and a gateway to the rest of the world, the West Coast has an outsized stake in controlling and ultimately defeating COVID-19. Which, by the way, Donald Trump did a really good job of doing what? Stopping flights from China to the United States. And, of course, you just heard what Tommy Lahren said on March 8th about Gavin Newsom praising the president because we had that ship, remember? The big cruise ship that came into Oakland. They were not happy about it. Very unhappy about that. But the president was very gracious in that, and Newsom even said so. The governor said health outcomes in science, not politics, will drive decision-making. Oh, here you go with science. And we know how bad the science is. They added, saying no large-scale reopening will take place until metrics reflected a significant decline in the spread of the virus. So there is their out right there. The metrics have to match. If they don't match, then Trump will step in. We'll be back. Hello, cold. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Tons of things going on there. Tons of things going on at Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get back to this story about Gavin Newsom and all the things that are going on there. Who is this guy? Smartsville. April 13th. Daryl Armstrong. What was this April 13th business? Oh, that's me. I'm speaking now. Hey, that's me speaking. What's wrong with this picture? I'm speaking in a video. I'm sorry. You know, these bright, shiny things always distract me. I'll have to go back to Alameda County, I think, and figure this one out. Anyway, we're going to get back to this Gavin Newsom thing because this is significant. So the situation is that the president is saying he's got all the authorities to restart the economy that the states don't. And the president is absolutely right. He does under these circumstances. National emergency, all states have declared it. The law is very, very clear under these circumstances. Under these circumstances, the law is very, very clear. So what we have here is apparently today sometime, I don't know, but Newsom is supposed to put out some sort of statement about this California, Oregon, and Washington joint plan of action to handle the the pandemic, right? And to get things restarted. Now, California has extremely the numbers. The 20. Remember, Newsom was out there saying 25 million people in California would get the COVID virus. Of course, that's not the case. It is absolutely not the case. And this is the case is that, as it says here, Newsom to give details Tuesday about lifting California's stay-at-home order after announcing pact with West Coast states. Okay. Where's that from? Is that from Breitbart? No. Anyway, so this is where we're at. So we've got a potential for a little, tete-a-tete. This is what happened yesterday, though. It says the statement continued. This is from Gavin Newsom. I wanted you to get the jibe on this one. The statement continued. Our residents' health comes first as a home to 1/6 of the Americans and gateway to the rest of the world. The West Coast has an outsized stake in controlling and ultimately defeating COVID virus. Now, right here, there's the nation state business. It's not his concern about the West Coast. It's his concern about California as the governor. He's not in charge of the West Coast. The president is. Yet they jointly are usurping that power for this plan. And their language is reflecting it. This is what it says. The governors said health outcomes and science, not politics, would drive decision making. So the three of them are going to control three states collectively as one. Get it? That's not the way it works. They're a state. If they got policies that are going to reflect one, the three of them, who elected them to that little agreement? No one. They're setting up a regional organization amongst themselves. I didn't vote for that. Did you? If you're in Oregon or Washington, did you vote for that? But they're telling us what they're going to do. All three at the same time. Did you vote for that? I didn't. The governor said health outcomes and science, not politics, would drive decision making. Well, in their world, as technocrats, science is the politics. And it does drive decision-making. And pseudoscience is a big part of the politics. Now, for those of you that don't know the word pseudo, pseudo means false. Any modification, this is from the statement, any modification to each state's stay-at-home order will be grounded in a comprehensive understanding of the health impacts of COVID-19. They added, saying no large-scale reopening will take place until metrics reflected a significant decline in the spread of the virus. So they're speaking for as one. The three states are one. Really? They're speaking for all three. Who, Newsom is speaking? Is he el presidente of that three-state pact? Has he made himself that president? What about the people? Here's Newsom speaking for all. What about you Oregonians and you Washingtonians? How do you feel about Newsom making decisions for you? Or Kate Braun making decisions for us in California? Hello? Or Inslee making decisions for us in California? Hello? That's not the way it works. We are a union of states. A union of states. The president makes those decisions when you're talking about a union of states. Not you, Gavin Newsom. COVID-19 doesn't follow state or national boundaries. It will take every level of government working together and a full picture of what's happening on the ground, the statement read. Newsom said he will announce a detailed plan on Tuesday for lifting restrictions. Now, is this lifting restrictions for all three states? A decision he'll make without political pressure in, this was in an apparent swipe at President Trump. Trump tweeted earlier on Monday in an apparent response to assertions that it's up to the governors, not the president or the federal government, to restart states. Economies, Donald Trump said, no, for the purposes of creating conflict and confusion, some of the fake news media are saying that it is the governor's decision to open up the states. Not that the president of the United States and federal government. Let's be fully understood that it is incorrect, Donald Trump said. And Donald Trump's right. He's absolutely right. He makes the decision for the collective states. And if it's two states or three states, it's collective for the union. That's what he makes his decisions for. And if three states want to have one person speak for them like Gavin Newsom, that's not what... every state is an autonomous state. That's their problem. It says, it is the decision of the president, and for many good reasons. With that being said, the administration and I are working closely with the governors, and this is my point. He is. And this will continue. A decision by me in conjunction with the governors and input from others will be made shortly. They seem to be working together actually quite well. But what about this nation-state business? And by the way, can Gavin Newsom afford anything without the federal government's help? I think Gavin's going to listen to the president. But if he doesn't, there's another option. Come back, we'll talk about that option. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so we're going to get into a couple of things here. I'm clarifying for the record because I'm being hammered. I'm getting the velvet hammer approach on me. I feel the velvet before it crushes my head. But, you know, because, you know, I am the leader of the New California State Movement, and I should know my cities. But, you know, I've got to tell you, when I read that article about Santa Cruz and the Santa Cruz police giving tickets for people being from one county to another, I wasn't, I really wasn't quite getting it. And I'll tell you why. This is why I wasn't getting it. And this will shock you. Now, so I'm going to go back to the Santa Cruz police and say, we love you guys because something's going on there. Just that's suspicious me, right? Okay, because they said these guys had traveled to buy alcohol in the article from Livermore to Santa Cruz, right? So I'm sitting here thinking immediately that you've got other counties like really close by. In the one county that's closest to where they were talking about, of course, is Santa Clara County. So I'm thinking Livermore, Santa Clara. Well, it's not. Livermore is not in Santa Clara. Livermore is in part. Livermore is in Alameda County. Okay. It's in Alameda Rural, and Alameda Rural is part of New California. Okay, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is this. If you go for, this is why I was a little bit confused there. Now, listen, I've been to all 58 counties in California, and I know exactly where Livermore is. Exactly where it is. And Lawrence Livermore, you know, Livermore. I know where Livermore is. Okay, here's the deal. From Livermore to Santa Cruz, it's a 1-hour-and-11-minute drive, 56.5 miles. I'm doing the Google thing. I got to tell you, there's a lot of towns in between. There's Milpitas, there's Campbell, there's Los Gatos. I mean, there's all these other places. And, you know, there's Fremont, there's San Jose. I mean, what's wrong with these guys? They're driving a long ways to go to a 7-Eleven to buy alcohol and not shelter in place. Now, okay, so you get it. Maybe there was something else more nefarious. They got these guys all lined up, you know, sitting on the curb. That's the way you do it, kind of gangsta style when the gangsters are around. So something else has got to be going on there. I'm going to go with the police on this one. Clearly, I mean, if I was working with those guys, and I've worked with the police, I've been in police cars and crew and all that stuff. I know how these guys work. I'm sitting there thinking, what are you doing from, now we're supposed to be sheltering in place. That's the other thing. So they're going, wait a minute, there must be more to this. So from Livermore to Santa Cruz, it's 1 hour and 11 minutes. Okay, we got that all straightened out. Now let's get back to something else that's kind of interesting. Why would Gavin Newsom, why would he want to put together a working group of Oregon, Washington, and California? Does it have something to do with the Obama administration? I think it does. I absolutely think it does. You're thinking, uh-oh, Paul's thinking again. That's what I'm thinking. And why wouldn't I be, right? I'm serious. So you've got this compact going on here. What could possibly interconnect these guys? Huh. How about Indian tribes? In the Obama administration. Maybe it's related to the COVID-19 virus. Maybe it's related to that. Maybe it's related to this aircraft carrier that visited Vietnam. And several hundred crew members got sick. And, of course, it begs the question, why would the captain take the ship to Vietnam in the midst of a corona outbreak, even in Vietnam? Who is this captain? And what about these sailors? What were they, why were they inoculated with the COVID-19? Or was it the COVID-19? You know, they take a look at this COVID-19 business, and you know what? You find out that it's really designed to be a binary virus. A virus that's one or two or three parts. Part two, part one, and part three all fit together somehow, like one, two, three. Or sometimes it can be you get three first, then you get two, and then you get one. But when you get them all together, it's deadly. Were they using our sailors to bring us part two? And are we having a problem with a lot of flights coming in from China right now to bring us part three? The bioweapon for China is the COVID virus. All been brought to you by the World Health Organization and with our dollars, by the way. It's helped to pay for this. Because we're finding out now, yes, it was our dollars that were paying for this during the Obama administration. Now, don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Yeah, we covered that last week. Well, we're just going to have to dive back into this. No conspiracy thinking here. This is all based on fact and information. Some of it WikiLeaks. But why are the Indian tribes involved with the Obama administration? That's pretty interesting, isn't it? We'll be back to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-200-8222.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay. Now that I've really teased you. Yep. Boy, oh boy, can of worms going on out there. And Donald Trump is draining the swamp. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so are we, actually. So we've got, you know, some big players going on right now. Big plays happening. And they're putting the cards out there. You know, it's kind of interesting. We haven't got the story up yet, but we're following the story about George Wallace. Ever heard of that guy? George Wallace. He's kind of an interesting guy. And some of the things that he did back in the day. Very interesting. George Wallace, you know, segregationist who turned away from segregation at the end became a Christian, which is kind of cool, really. I mean, I was never a George Wallace fan. He really was very emblematic at the time, back in Alabama. It wasn't liked too much by Martin Luther, of course not. I wouldn't, and of course, appropriately so, because he was a racist. I mean, clearly he was a racist, and the racist segregationist business that went on all during the time of the South, of course, is the big impetus. The big impetus. And he was very much a segregationist. That's all he. But then later on in life, when he became a Christian, he decided not to. He was really kind of, interestingly enough, doing a lot of stuff that the Democrats did not like at the time. But it was very clear that he had his own segregationist agenda. I bring all this stuff up because he was the guy who always stood in the doorstep. As the doorstep to prevent integration from happening. And, of course, they had to bring out the federal troops to make sure that he would get out of the doorway, literally, and allow the students, the black students, to come for the first time and integrate schools in Alabama. Because you still had the Civil War. This is 1964. It was less than, you know, 100 years of the Civil War. Feelings were really strong about, you know, being black and white. And of course, now we're completely a different world, aren't we? Thanks to Martin Luther and others. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.